This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It was reported that the Prophet, the angel Jibreel, came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he pulled him and asked him to what? To lead the salah. In front of who? In front of all the prophets. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam led who? At least led Musa, who is the prophet of Bani Israel. Isa, the prophet of who? Of, if we say Christians. Yeah, these are the two main what? Religions. He led them and what? They followed him. Which is a testimony that the leading prophet and the leading religion until the end of this life is what? Is which religion? Is Islam. Have they prayed their own salah or they prayed our salah? They prayed our salah, which is another testimony from them that the true religion, the true salah, yeah, the valid salah, and when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes, they will abandon their sharia's and they will adopt what? The sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sahbihi wasallam. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, when the person thinks of this journey like this, he will feel empowered because he will feel that this ummah is not just any nation. This ummah is supposed to be the leading nation and it should be in the front and leading other nations. Yeah, because the prophet of this ummah is the leading prophet and he went through this, you can say, geographic experience, historical experience, the leadership of the prophets, the great prophets. He led them, sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, all. There is another important lesson, which is that normally who leads in the house? If you have guests, if there are guests, and there is the owner of the house, who leads the salah? The owner of the house, yes or no? This is a testimony that who owns Bayt al-Maqdis is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the deen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslim ummah. Yes, this is a confirmation, a testimony. And not only that, it is not from our side, even the prophets, they testify that this Bayt al-Maqdis, it does not belong to anyone but Tawheed, but Islam, but the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This macro understanding helps us to understand who we are and what is our purpose and why we are here.